Hello, it's Bernie here. Evidently, Bill and Randy want me to tell you people that you shouldn't listen to the show at work or in front of kids because they're swearing. Swearing in the show. There's a few fucks, a few shits, and some words I can't even pronounce. And I'm almost sure that they are drunk, but they're still not part of the 2%. What are they going to play now? Loud music? Jesus, I don't need this crap.
How are you this morning, this afternoon, and this evening?
This afternoon, this evening, I'm doing fine. How are you, man?
I'm doing terrific. Terrific.
Terrific. You on that medication?
The sun is out. The weather's perfect.
Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah.
Terrific. You sound terrific, yeah. And you're an old guy, so I thought you're on the medication again.
Well, I have what Joe's having.
I'll have what she's having. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What is that, man? I mean, I'm 10 years younger than Joe. What's he taking? He's amazing.
Joe Biden, whatever he's taking, we want some. We want some too. Our last show was more or less just the joy of Joe Biden. I never thought I'd be making a show that was giggly about Joe Biden's speech, but by golly, it was great.
It was. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name was Joe Biden.
Name is Papa Joe Biden. Don't you damn well forget it, man.
There's no Sleepy Joe anymore.
Thank God, because things are getting ugly. That's the reason for our show today, of course. It's not a shower, ladies and gentlemen. No, you won't be getting a shower. Well,
it's a deluge.
He is a Nazi, so I'm not sure. You might be getting a shower.
Golden shower.
But evidently it's a bloodbath.
Bloodbath.
We've vowed to keep on doing shows more frequently, and this fire hose of shit just keeps on going. And it concerned me that in the ABC National News or the NBC National News, I'm turning on here in Australia, and suddenly I hear this.
During a campaign rally in Ohio on Saturday, former President Trump promised to place tariffs on cars manufactured abroad if he's reelected, and made a dire prediction of what would happen if he is not.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
In response to the former president's comments, a campaign spokeswoman told NBC News, Biden's policies will create an economic bloodbath for the auto industry and auto workers. A spokesman for President Biden's reelection campaign later said Mr. Trump was doubling down on his threats of political violence with that bloodbath comment.
Yeah.
Somebody just walked on my grave.
I was sitting there going, and the Republicans going, I don't worry about it. You know, it's just Donnie. I'm sitting there going,
oh, yeah.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And which point I just kind of wrote some of this down, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to say something. Camera three, everybody. This is just me to you and to Randy, of course.
Zoom in.
I got to get this off my chest. Hey, if you don't believe that Donald Trump means it, look, Trump's comments have as much to do with economics as a duck has to do with algebra. Okay? The truth is that you are being prepped by a master propagandist. Now, everyone says, Randy, that he's stupid. Yeah, he is. He's a complete idiot, except in one thing. He understands the media. and he understands communication. He's a master at it. He's a master at appealing to the lizard mind of his followers. And I just I'm serious, man. That's why you can't talk to
him. the picture that conjures up of the lizard mind.
The lizard mind of his followers. As he flagged the possibility of denying the results of an election in 2016. Now, you remember that, Randy. In 2016, we were covering that election. And before we all thought that Hillary was going to win. And he thought Hillary was going to win. And the first thing he did was plant the seed that if I don't win, it's rigged. And then he won, so he didn't have to use it. But he planted that seed then.
Yeah, he kept his powder dry. Yeah.
And he used it later on. Trump planting a seed now. Starting to repeat unacceptable, false, and immoral actions in the back of the audience's mind, like violence. He will repeat these themes in his speeches because he is literally exerting mind control on his followers. He's basically saying it's okay. For those of you that doubt that Donald is programming his vast audience, now I didn't believe this, man, but I was sat there for about an hour and a half, Randy, in my study, and I said, I have not seen one of these rallies from beginning to end. And I was in shock because the rallies are literally, he makes no sense. He doesn't have complete ideas. He rambles and he runs. But what he does is he repeats the same simple phrases over and over and over again. And sometimes he will orchestrate him repeating these phrases over and over again with music underneath him while he does it. And it, I looked at it.
A mantra.
And I went to it and I said, oh my God, you may think that's a political speech. That's programming.
Exactly.
That is programming, and he fucking well knows it. Well, all you have to do is tune into one of his Videodrome type hypnosis spectaculars, you know. And when you get Trump, you get the James Brown of bullshit. But listen to the music and all the subtle things that are being used on this audience. This is just the opening of one of his things, and I want you to listen to the music.
We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief, and for 4 long years, it didn't happen. And China, with Taiwan, is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never, ever before. We've got a federal bureau of investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, where Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't. And a Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a president who is cognitively impaired and in no condition to lead our country, which may end up in World War III. We are a nation that no longer has a free press and has no fair press any longer. Fake news is all you get, and they are truly the enemy of the people.
It's the most patriotic, masturbatory display you've ever seen in your life. But it's not just him speaking. It's a multimedia brainwash.
Yeah. In which I will vote for Donald.
But not only that, the press are evil. The liberals are evil. The communists. Yeah,
the Luden press, wasn't that Hitler's thing?
The immigrants. Press? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And he repeats things over and over and over. It doesn't matter that they're untrue. He repeats to his followers so they are thought of as scripture. He plays minus music. He plays music underneath him speaking.
Yeah.
And the music underneath, when he's describing this terrible, terrible Joe Biden-like landscape, which is like this, you know, this absolute death world shit, he's playing music and it sounds like season two of The Walking Dead. I swear to God, the music underneath is like, and it's funneled through the stadium as he speaks, tightening the level of anxiety while he lists the melting shithouse that is America and that has become under Biden. And he rails against the same people, repeated over again. Criminal elites, immigrants, liberals, communists, fascists that are waiting to rape our children and kill our kids.
It's the Adolf Hitler songbook.
Yeah. He repeats it. They're vermin to be driven out. They're evildoers. And they just happen to be composed. But these evildoers, which by the way, if you think, just happens to be composed of people who are testifying against him in court. People who want him to be found guilty and die in prison. People he owes money to. You know, those people. Evidently, they're part
the Juden,
of
the Juden, the Juden.
Yeah, they're part of the conspiracy. Plus, anybody who formerly worked for him. Evidently, they're all part of the conspiracy. And as you listen to the music and hear the slow, articulate drawl of Donnie, you realize what's happening. He's programming the Borg.
Yep.
And according to experts on evolution of authoritarian regimes, and this is absolutely true, there was a research paper done in Yale about what do you have to do to institute an authoritarian regime. And I remember this very, very directly. Most directly is the parallels between of Trump coming to power and Hitler coming to power in Germany. But this is also in other places where you've seen, from Rwanda, all these places where you've seen authoritarian takeovers one way or another. The first thing you do, and you must do, is to condition the population to accept fascism. The first thing you do is dehumanize the enemy. Call them vermin, call them a disease. And this is done time and time again.
Rats or germs, yeah.
Rats or germs. And then the next ingredient, which Trump is doing now, is you normalize the idea of political violence and view it as justified. When Trump talks about a bloodbath if he loses, he knows that what he's doing. He can see recent polls that showed Biden gaining ground since the State of the Union. He has literally run out of money and can't pay the $400 million bond he has with New York State. Donald J. Trump is prepping his followers on the idea of civil war. Now, let me say that again. He's prepping these people on the idea of taking up arms like a bloody war. America and the media continue to treat this election as a normal election, and it drives me crazy. There are no norms and there are no rules. There are no rules. Trump may have conned the legal system and managed to defeat the idea that he will face trial before the election, but if he loses, Trump will not face a trial as a citizen. He will attempt to cause civil anarchy. And if that doesn't propel him to power, he will literally run off to Hungary or some other Russian client state and spend his summers playing golf at a dacha on the Crimean Sea. Trust me, he ain't going to court. He will not go to jail. He's willing to start a civil war to avoid it. Now, he is psychologically programmed about 20% of the population that will storm the barricades for him and have in the past with guns. They all have guns.
Not just one, several.
A lot. Remember Timothy McVeigh? You remember that?
This blowing up the Oklahoma office building, yeah.
You watch. The more scared he gets, and he's plenty scared, man, because he's broke. The more scared he's got, the only card he has left to play is to let loose the Kraken.
Yeah.
And this is the day, today, this day when he said bloodbath, this is where he planted the seed for a civil war if he doesn't win the presidency.
Do you think that movie is sponsored by Donald Trump?
I think that movie is prescient. prescient. Yeah,
it is. It civil is war. Prescient. We'll it's show even that. Called just Civil War.
That's it. We played the preview in the last show, and we'll play the preview during the break in this show.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that I really think that, you know, he has violated dozens of gag orders.
Yeah.
You must throw this fucker in jail. You must.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is inciting civil war. He knows what he's doing. This was published by Lucian K. Truscott in Salon. I was reading this. He said he's one of the things that Trump said in Ohio the other day. The first thing he did was salute the people who stormed the barricades and killed four cops on January 6th. That's what he did. And what did he say after? He said, I will pardon all the rioters is one of the first things I do. What is he signaling? He is signaling to his people, along with this bloodbath stuff. He is signaling to his people at his rallies that if they follow him and obey his orders and somehow end up getting arrested, he will stand up for them and give them pardons too. He's got two things going. One, we might have to take up arms and it's going to get bloody, but don't worry. If I become president, I'll cover your ass. He's turning them loose, and they know it. They come to his rallies so they can hear it directly from Trump himself and then go home and get ready to take the next set of orders as they did before January 6th. Remember that? Stand back and stand by. You remember that? When he told it was all right to be wild at the Capitol, remember that? If you can be wild at the Capitol and attack police officers' weapons like batons and flagpoles and bear spray, you can be wild anywhere and you can do anything. What is Donald Trump really saying when he tells the crowd he will protect their sacred Second Amendment? He is escalating his movement to the next level. He's telling them that guns will be okay next time. Don't leave them at home. Take them and use them. Trump has begun his escalation. Ooh. He has threatened a bloodbath if he is defeated in November. We watched a bloodbath on January 6th in the Capitol. We get it. Here are the questions that remain. How far will it go this time? How many people are going to die? And when are we going to put this fucker in jail? Sorry. This is...
Don't apologize, Bill, because I think you're being... level-headed. It will be civil war. And I also think that the authorities, I'll say the authorities, those protecting the Capitol building, will be armed this time, and they will shoot first. Well, so,
We better see. The thing that scares me is that he will lose the election by a small margin, and then he will call it rigged again. But this time he's, you know, when they go to prosecute him, because they're going to do that after the election, he's going to set loose the Kraken.
Yep.
And you're going to have blood in the streets. He's starting it, man.
Rivers of blood. Rivers of blood.
It for him right now. You can see it happening, and no one gets it in the media. They think it's the same old shit. They think it's the same old game that they always play. This is serious, man. Now, let me switch to I was unfortunate enough, Randy, to watch This Week with George Snuffleupagus on ABC. God damn, man. Guy had some integrity at one time. But there was a bit. The New Yorker's Susan Glasser brought this up, and she brought it up very seriously. Now, I really want you to, the media has done such a disservice by downplaying Trump's crazy.
Yes, you're being alarmist. You're being alarmist.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And there's this conservative media lady, obviously a former, a never-Trumper, but still one of the conservatives there, that said, oh, come on, it's just what he says. You sit here now, they're trying to dismiss this behavior, which is criminally...
She's a good German. She's a good German, yeah. Good,
but it's criminally negligent that the media doesn't recognize this for what it is.
Yeah.
Bit of Trump derangement syndrome, he says. Yeah, I had Trump deranged with syndrome in 2016, and so far I've been right every fucking time.
Exactly. All right?
So here's the thing. This is Susan Glasser coming back at this woman, and by God, she does a fucking great job. This is from Sunday This Week with George Snuffleupagus.
Susan, you had a piece this week about how people aren't really listening at this point to Donald Trump. You heard one of those voters saying things are different. This is a different campaign than 2020, a different Donald Trump. We obviously heard what he said last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, Donald Trump, it seems to me, it's very hard 8 years into this. We still struggle with how to cover him as journalists. But in a way, the unhinged, rambling rants that you see from the former president of the United States are baked in. And I think in a way, we are all desensitized and inured to the extraordinary, remarkable, and very, at times, un-American and threatening things that the former president is saying. I'm not saying it's easy to understand how to cover it, but I think we have to cover it. When the former president, who's already incited violence among his followers, says that there's going to be a bloodbath after the election, if he does not win, he is telling us what he is going to do.
Let me just disagree a little, because I'm having super 2016 deja vu over the bloodbath news cycle. This is what Donald Trump does. We're sitting here talking about a word that he used that 4 days ago we were all using to talk about what happened at the RNC that's in headlines about the markets on Wall Street. And now we're not talking about his 100% tariff policy, which is bonkers. We're talking about whether he used the word bloodbath to mean this or that, whether he means violence.
So,
we all know
what he
can
do, ignore it? Oh, no, I think very much not. And look, I think the idea that one comment is going to change the minds of Trump voters, I think we've seen that before, to Sarah's point. We've long passed that news cycle. But the policies need to be focused on as well. And that's what the campaign is going to be and continues to be about.
I'm sorry, I just have to say something. Like, Donald Trump is attacking, in a broad brush sense, the basic pillars of American democracy, period, full stop. If that's not news to you, it's not about tariffs. That's not the reason why millions of Americans are supporting Donald Trump. Let's be real about that. You have a Republican congressman who came on here today, and he can't even condemn in forthright, straightforward, honest terms the ransacking of the United States Capitol by thousands of Trump supporters. He says, well, you know, maybe there's some problems with that. Donald Trump opens his campaign rally, Sarah, by saying, these are martyrs, these are victims, these are heroes. His whole campaign now is being built around an alternate reality, by the way, constructed on an enormous number of lie after lie after lie. That's what he's peddling to the American people, not tariff policy. He's peddling an alternate reality vision of America that is built on lies. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah, and you heard it right there, Randy. It's like the media does not want to believe him. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's how he gets attention.
Yeah. And the fact is, so much shit and so many things that have happened in our politics in America these days have been totally foreign to anything that's ever happened before, but we've come to accept it, and the media has come to accept it, because if they don't accept it, it's not just a regular game show like it usually is every 4 years. They don't make money, and one of the things the media does is they keep Trump upright. That's their job. They keep it a horse race. That's their job. They don't want to consider the fact that they're propping up a proper fascist who will destroy America forever.
Yep.
Which is exactly
the lying press, he calls them.
He shouldn't be pissed off with the press. The press keep him alive.
Yeah.
He plays them like a fucking drum. He is just a brilliant guy when it comes to playing these people. And you know something? They're willing to be played because CNN makes an extra $100 million in clicks anytime Trump is on their podcast or broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have another thing that I really wanted to mention before I left. As you know, Donnie's having problems with his money. Evidently, he thought he was a billionaire. He felt around in his pockets. I don't know. I guess it just wasn't there. The financial squeeze on the former president, who he says he just can't come up with the $454 million for a civil fraud judgment. Now, one of the things is this intensifies his threat to national security.
Mm-hmm.
This possibly could. Donald Trump, the self-described multi-billionaire king of debt, said he doesn't have enough cash on hand to appeal for the $454 million civil fraud suit against him. I guess that's kind of embarrassing. But here's the thing. If he's strapped for money, where is he getting his money?
Mm-hmm.
Who's giving him money? Well, it did occur to me when I was thinking about what we were going to do for this show, that if you look at the indictment for what he was carrying with him at Mar-a-Lago, they allege that Trump had in his possession documents concerning the nuclear programs of the United States and other sensitive defense information. You think that'd be worth money to another foreign power?
Not anymore.
Why aren't we opening up Ivana's grave on the whole number one? I'm saying that if he was murdered, I would open up anything, any place he's been. He took that information for a reason. He wanted to blackmail somebody. He wanted to have something over on somebody. Or he wanted to sell the fucking information to the Saudis or the Russians or somebody. And you're sitting there going, no. I said, yeah, that's Donnie. Now, also, you start thinking about where he's getting his money. You know, he had to put up $91.6 million in the Stormy Daniels suit. Yeah. He went to 18 different insurance companies, Randy. 18 yeah. different ones. No one would insure him until the good people at Chubb Insurance. That's right, Chubb Insurance.
Chubb with two B's, yeah, yeah, like the locks. Yeah. The
Chubby Insurance. There you go. Okay.
With two B's, like the locks. They make locks. Yeah.
My insurance has a Chubby. Yeah. The CEO of. There you go. It's Rock Hard Insurance, Chubby.
Good thing they're not stiffy.
The CEO of Chubb Insurance Company on Wednesday defended providing former President Donald Trump with $91.6 million appeal bond in the case where he was found civilly liable for defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Oh, is the Carroll thing? I thought it was Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Carroll thing. After he was accused of rape. Now, after a little investigation, which is very easy. You find out that Chubb is, in fact, an international organization. In fact, you know what Chubb does in his spare time, Randy? The Chubb organization, you know what they do?
They practice their Russian vowels. Yeah,
close,
yeah.
Randy. You're very close. Chubb very close, yeah. Ensures fossil fuel infrastructure in Russia.
And it's a lot
that
of
That is
it.
Bankrolling Putin's war on the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oil and gas extraction off the coast of Brazil, exploratory drilling in the Arctic, and other fossil fuel projects globally. Chubb called their Russian oil and gas one of their most promising activities in their Russian operations, where they actually have an office. The insurer was recently packing Nord Stream 2, a massive controversial natural gas pipeline built by Gazprom, which is currently known as... Vladimir's ATM account.
Gotta go punch a hole in the bank.
Chubby Insurance. Yeah, by the way. Now, why is it that Donnie might be? Yeah, sorry. I want $2,000, please.
Yeah, I made the chubby. I make the chubby.
I made the chubby. Yeah. Don't fall out the window.
I stand up on three legs.
Yeah, I was sitting on my head. Like, they call me tripod. Sorry. That's what you get.
No, sorry, ladies. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. I know. This is what you get in this show, isn't it? Like, we went from impossible financial conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government to giggling about chubbies. That's this show.
Let's do fart jokes next.
Yeah. I don't know why no one takes this seriously, Randy. But getting back to the serious stuff, like... Getting back to the serious stuff, folks.
Mr. Snuffleupagus. Yeah.
After the, I'm going to get through this. After the State of the Union address, we thought he did a fantastic show. In fact, we loved it so much we did a show. Mm-hmm. Evidently, a lot of other people too. Get this. In two polls, it appears Biden might marginally beat his rival now. Well, that's the relief to know. One Reuters Ipsos poll after the So Too said Biden would get 39% while Trump would get 38%. A Daily Kosivalis poll said it was 45-44 with him ahead by one. One Kaiser Family Foundation poll, which is usually conservative, showed Biden leading Trump 47-44% after the State of the Union. He's out of money. Biden didn't crash and burn like everybody at Fox told him that he was going to, and he's scared. So he's letting loose the Kraken, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
He's loosening up the Kraken, and you heard it here first. This is the day, okay? And we've been right a lot more times than we've been wrong. I'll tell you, man, if we were screaming about Hillary Clinton losing to Donald Trump, I can show you the show.
Yeah, I remember.
In which we were sitting there going, you could lose here. You could lose here. And I remember.
You didn't go and campaign in the Rust Belt?
You didn't go in the Rust Belt. You know, yeah. We were sitting there on the show. Go back. Go way back. And we were sitting there screaming about the fact that Hillary Clinton was out in the Hamptons, you know, celebrating Paul McCartney's birthday while Trump was down there in the Midwest giving these fucking speeches to all these pissed off people. And yeah. We just sat there and said, something's happening. We're doing it again, folks. Something's happening. And it's the next step, which is civil war. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying this motherfucker is running toward that bomb with a lighter, and it's lit. Mm. That's
and
all
he's
I got
covered
say.
In petrol. Yeah, and he's
covered in petrol. We're all covered in petrol. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got to say. I do children's parties, by the way. I do.
So does that.
I'm a lot of fun. I'm a lot of fun at parties.
Oh, Willie, that's yeah. I heard it was even more that Biden doubled his approval rating from the State of the Union. It might have only manifested in one or two points in head-to-head polls between, but he really nearly. He, and that's only in less than an hour.
I think you can feel the ground shifting, and Trump does too. When I was watching this hour and a half with him, it was amazing. It was literally watching a mental patient.
Because how does he do it? How does he keep it up?
The stream of consciousness thing that he's got going. And I looked at him and I went, fucker, you're scared.
Yeah.
You are scared now. Because they're going after his one thing is money. He's scared. And he fucking well should be. But we have got to be aware that the old rules don't apply here. And the media has got to be aware. This guy wants to literally take over the country and destroy America. And it's not just another point of view. I mean, like the media's gotten into this. Well, there are two points of view. It's both sides. No, it isn't both sides.
He always talks like this.
It's not both sides. It's not a political contest. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The Republicans are planning an overthrow of the United States government. And they don't care whether it's violent or not. And Trump is starting to rev up the masses. Mm. So with that little thing, let's go to, I don't know, we're going to do a break. And maybe
something to try to raise the spirit.
Yeah, maybe something funny. And we'll be back after this message with Randy's Rant.
Yeah, let's do it.
Me and my campaign and the Russians.
Why are there so many lies and deceptions? And what have you got to hide? You've tried to block the FBI's interceptions. Your actions are unjustified.
I have nothing to do with Russia.
You say showboating, but that's just scapegoating. I think you're staging a coup.
I think it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
One day they'll find it, the Russian connection, the hustlers, the cheaters, and you.
All of you under his spell.
We know that there's probably collusion. Come on, sing with me.
No, I'm not doing that.
How can you sleep at night with so many secrets? And when will you run out of luck?
Hey, isn't this the swamp you were gonna drain?
You think you look as though you have all the answers, but you just look shady as And since you're fixin' to Trump Richard Nixon, your days are numbered and few. Someday they'll find it, the Russian connection, the covers, the schemers, and you. Lie, deceit, lie, 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 lie. Deceit, lie, deceit, lie, co.
I have nothing to do with Russia.
Okay.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived a war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
Gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
It's rant time. Hello, Randy. Get going. Oh, dear. Here it is. You're dancing again. It's really...
Oh, here come the tassels.
Nah, you're making me uncomfortable. Stop it.
I never took you for a chubby chaser, Bill.
The visual image that the viewers just don't have to have.
They're called bears for a reason, you know.
And the end of the world civil war in your breasts.
Even the civil war, they're going to need pictures of bears lying out there naked.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
That's enough. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and others. We don't judge here on the Bill Show.
We don't judge. If I judged, I would have let this guy go a long time ago.
Who me? We were talking about it earlier. You know, we've been doing this for 13 years. Yeah, I wasn't there for the first year, or maybe, yeah. But we started with the middle of the Mitt Romney campaign, which was 2011.
We did.
That was a long time ago. Obama number two.
Yes.
And
by the way,
13 if,
If you want the receipts for this, just go to Podbean at www.expatprogressive.podbean.com. And there you will find literally 10 years worth of shows, the selected shows for 10 years. We got Sandy, there's 300, Sandy Hook show.
300 shows.
Yeah.
300 plus shows.
They're all there. They're all there. So, I mean,
my goodness.
You can go back there and say, well, you got it wrong. And I go, oh, okay. So, all right.
They could make a time travel show out of our shows.
We could. We could go back in the DeLorean. We could do the whole thing. What do you have for us today, Randy?
I have been exploring.
Oh, God, help us.
Not Lewis and Clark kind of exploring.
Yeah.
Was Sacagawea.
Yeah.
I have been exploring AI again.
No. Okay.
Now, people thought AI was just a fad. But you know what? Even Donald Trump is going to use it because he can clone things.
Yeah.
Or his people can clone things. We all giggled at the pictures of he and Joe Biden together on a camping trip.
That's correct.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were joking. I wonder why the writers and the actors.
Those memes are out on there. I got mine on my Twitter.
Why did the actors things go out on strike? Because you can now actually make actors say or do anything you want.
Yeah.
And you cannot tell the difference. There's one out there that challenges you to say which of these two clips is AI and which is reality. And I couldn't do it. So artificial intelligence. There are probably about six streams, still video, still image, video, audio. All of these things can be done. Within 5 years, I'm told by an industry expert, you will be able to put a film script from your software, like Final Draft, into an AI engine, and it will create a motion picture based on your screenplay. 5 years.
Jesus.
And that is shit scary.
That is scary.
Well, I mean, what are they going to want? What are they going to have us do? Well, you're just going to go and watch movies.
But I don't know.
Completely by a computer.
Musicians, actors, dancers, who needs
all of it. Music, picture. You cannot tell what is reality.
And AI doesn't just come like think up this stuff. What AI does is steal from literally all the information out there and creates its own.
And it is just information. That's all it is.
That's all it is. Information.
I went and advertised a few things on eBay because I have a little secondhand business. And they now offer you an AI version, an ad. And you can just do that. And I pressed the button to see what it was. And it was actually just about what I was going to write. All this information, put it together, grammatically correct.
You've actually put together a few that you actually went to an AI thing.
Yeah, I went to an AI thing called Parrot. Now, Parrot has about 200 simulated voices. Some of them are a bit naff, but the ones that I got that I used, I got Trump, Biden, Kamala Harris, Eric Cartman from South Park.
I don't know how your brain works, man.
And Morgan Freeman. Now, I got these five voices. Yeah. I gave them all little speeches, and this is the result. Have a listen.
Who do we want to hear first?
Well, let's do Trump because it's basically what we've been talking about.
Well, Joe Biden. We're going to do Trump and Biden first, okay? This is not Trump or Biden. This is Randy. This is just Randy at home with his computer, with nothing else to do, in his long johns.
Yeah, and Kamala Harris, although most people don't know what she sounds like because we haven't seen all that much of her in 4 years, but have a listen.
Okay, so this is not Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, and not Kamala Harris. This is Randy in his bedroom, in his jammies.
It's in my man cave. Man cave
with AI. Okay, so here it is. We'll start with Donald and go through. Here it is.
You know me. I always tell the truth and I always keep my promises. It seems Sleepy Joe has woken up and that scares me. If I lose in November, there's going to be a bloodbath. It will make January 6th look like a tea party. So get out there and vote for me in November.
Hey, there's a new sheriff in town and it's me. Did you see my State of the Union speech last week? I really think I kicked some Republican ass. I hope that you will get out and vote for me and Kamala in November. Thank you very much.
That is scary, man.
Yeah,
that is really scary.
It took.
This is just stuff that you put into the computer.
No, I actually spoke into my phone. I didn't type it in because I'm lazy. So I used
into your phone.
Yeah, I've spoken to my phone. It's a phone app called Parrot. I spoke into it. I then went back and put commas in, ellipses when I wanted pauses, a few things like that. But otherwise, that probably took literally 60 seconds to create a 30-second grab.
Jeez.
Each of those took, that's all it took. I think they sound pretty authentic.
This is going to be... Vladimir is going to be smiling his ass off. Serious.
Well, he's next. No, he's next.
There's no way for you to know one way or another if what's being said is what's being said. What's real and what's not.
We did a Barack Obama about a year ago when we first touched on AI. And we all laughed and thought, oh, gee, that's just a guy doing Barack Obama's voice, but you put in the text and it says what you want it to say.
You have
and
Morgan.
That is the, yeah.
You have Morgan Freeman here. Do you mind if I?
No, that's that. I love this one.
This is Morgan Freeman, but it's Randy. Morgan Freeman, yeah. And Eric Cartman. Okay, try this.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. People think that I sound like a U.S. president is supposed to sound. I play a lot of U.S. presidents in disaster movies, but I'm not the president. Joe Biden is the president. I want you to get out and vote for Joe Biden in November. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Eric Cartman. I'm not fat. I just have big bones. I think that everybody in South Park is going to vote for Joe Biden, but I want Donald Trump to be president again because he's an asshole, and I think that's pretty funny. You can kiss my sweaty chocolate balls just like the chef.
Sweaty balls?
Sweaty chocolate balls. You can kiss my sweaty chocolate balls.
I must admit, I do like the Cartman one. The Cartman one is hilarious.
But I thought that Morgan Freeman one, I would change some of the pauses, but I thought that was pretty authentic. It really did sound like him.
It is really scary. Yeah. That is AI, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the brave new world. That's scary alone. That is amazing there, Randy. What else do you have for us?
No, that was really my, that's what I've been playing with myself. Figuratively speaking, that's what I've been doing. Artificial intelligence is basically an enormously powerful computer program. We've used it here before. We told Trump jokes.
Yeah.
We had the artificial intelligence give us 5 show suggestions. For topics,
yes, we have, you, but I
we have when, done quite a few.
When
little
you
bits
hear it actually mimic real life or real people, like for a phone call or something like that, that's lethal, man. That is lethal.
Well, I mean, but the bad guys are using
your average Trump voter. You know, has barely enough energy in his fucking brain to propel his legs
to discern the difference, yeah.
The next pack of Doritos, let alone figure out whether Trump's telling him this or that. You know,
the cloning of voices. That's why you really shouldn't put a lot of your voice in your answering machine or things like that, because people are now cloning voices. And then you receive a phone call saying, "Mom, I'm stuck. Can you put some money in my account?"
That's right, I've heard.
And it's basically a clone of your mother's voice or your child's voice or whatever. This is happening a lot with voice clones, and that's scary because they're using it to scam you by using the voice of your children or your mother or your father or anything. And that's, again, AI. And
be very circumspect about what you put up on the net.
Not only just anything, recorded voice,
we're fucked.
Details.
We're fucked. We're just fucked.
Yeah, we're totally fucked. And the Civil War, the movie The Civil War with Kirsten Dunst, is all going to come true. It's actually just it's just a scenario.
I was going to mention that preview. That preview is absolutely scary, and we just had it in our break.
Yeah.
And boy,
you watch the preview for this movie. I don't think it's going to come out for a couple of months, but you watch this. It's going to be a late summer flick in the northern hemisphere. So my guess is it'll come out in July or August. That is going to put the fear of God into people because it looks real.
It's in the it's in the zeitgeist. I swear to God, you could feel
absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Randy, that's absolutely.
I'm not real, Bill.
I'm not real. I don't think.
I'm replaced with AS called artificial stupidity.
Artificial stupidity.
That's
available here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listen. That'll be our show for today. We hope you're enjoying the shows, and if you are, could you drop us a line?
Or drop us a dollar. Drop us a something.
Drop us a we are going to do this Patreon thing someday.
Oh, eventually. We've only been threatening to do it.
But listen,
we're
always threatening to do it. But listen, folks, we really do appreciate you listening to us, and if you do listen to us, recommend us to other people and share us on the interwebs. So
share the link. Yeah.
We can get more people onto the Bill Show bandwagon after 13 years, my God. So we'll see you next time.
Because as soon as Trump gets elected, we have to go dark. We're going to have to go below the dark web. Yeah.
He's not going to get elected. Trust me. It's not going to happen.
Bill, I don't trust you. You have a dishonest face.
I'm holding on. Yeah. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next
time. Love you, everybody. See you soon. Bye.
Every dream comes true. And now till we meet again, adios, au revoir, I'll be the same. Good night.